Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, Katie. So the question here, our producer Katie, moving on, is how long do you give somebody if you are attracted to them, but the chemistry, there's just something off. Do you give them a second date, a third date, a fourth date? How long do you go?
And that's what I'm trying to figure out, because let my friends tell it I'm a bad person. and there's something wrong with me in this scenario. But typically when I start dating a woman, based off of that first date, I can tell, okay, this is a woman who I actually want to date seriously or take this further. Majority of the time, there's only been about 2 instances where this was different and I had to develop a friendship first before actually becoming attracted to the woman that I ended up dating. But I can tell, because the first date in lesbian world is about 6 hours already.
Okay. The whole day.
And then you move in with each other after the date.
Right. You know, that's the whole U-Haul stereotype. Like, that's why you know, because you spend so much time together. However, there's this woman who has come into my life, and I'm trying to figure out what do I do about this. Because on paper, she's great. You know, she has her life together. She's funny. We can talk for hours on the phone. Like, on paper, she is great. But I don't know why there's a part of me that's like, do I give her a chance or do I not? Now, mind you, we've only gone on 2 dates.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just 2 dates. And I'm trying to figure out, should I go for a third and see if, okay, now we're starting to build something?
Yeah.
Or just say, it's not going to work out. My friends think that I should go for a third date because they really like her. They're like, oh, she's great. You should. She's good for you, Katie. You need one that's good for you. So. Don't you laugh, Mo.
I'm sorry.
Don't you laugh.
I hate it when my friends want the best for me.
Yeah.
I just want the bad women.
Yeah, you do. You always do. Yeah.
What was your advice to her?
I don't know if I gave you advice on this situation, did I?
I can't. It's
well, clearly it wasn't good.
No. I got to tell you who she is. So I got to use the nickname, the horsewoman.
Oh, okay. I'm back now.
Why'd you put in one of those bridal things? Little freak.
Giddy up.
No.
I don't know too much about her though, but I do know. Y'all seem to have some type of connection enough to where, like, even when y'all go separate ways into each other's lives, y'all somehow end up back together. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to that. But if you are in the situation that Katie is in where you don't feel like a natural pull to this person, some kind of fire, and you somewhat feel like you're forcing it, I always feel like you're wasting your time.
You're wasting your time. Do not go on this third date. Because I've been in your position 1,000 times where I've been in front of a guy and I'm thinking the same thing as you. Oh, he's great. He's a good job. You know, objectively, he's like a cute guy and like he's not atrocious in the personality department. So maybe if I just keep going out with him, I'll eventually feel something. And after that second date, I have never seen any kind of change from that first impression. The first 2 dates are always kind of the first 2 where you're feeling them out. Maybe they're a little nervous on the first date, so they open up more on the second date, and that's when you start to see more of their personality. The third date, that's when they think, oh, this girl must like me because we've been out 3 times. So honestly, I think you're going to put yourself in a difficult position if you choose to go out on this third date.
If you don't feel it now, you're not going to feel it later.
Okay, so does alcohol play a role in this, though? Because the reason why I feel kind of somewhat like this is because the first 2 dates, we were lit. Like, I haven't had a sober date with her. And that's what I was thinking about.
So you didn't even like her drunk?
No, I didn't. She was a good time. No, I had a good time when I was drunk. Oh, she nice.
I think I'm with these guys, man. 3-2 and out, I think. Mm-hmm. But the alcohol thing, like, you don't really know.
Was it a date or a group hang?
No, it was a date.
It was a date. Mm-hmm. And y'all both just got like...
The first one was a group hang. The second one was like the actual 101.
Did you actually both show up drunk? I mean, there had to be some kind of sober time between the two of you guys.
I mean, she might have been. I was like, what?
I think Katie left from hanging out with me one of those. It wasn't no sober time.
Yeah, I always felt like the first one, you got to put, there's so much pressure on that first date, and you're so tense that your real personality's not there. So if there was just like a light of something, I would give it a second date. But on that second date, if it's not there, it's not going to be there on the third date.
If you're not feeling a little something, something while you're drunk, you're not going to feel a little something, something while you're sober. Let me tell you that. Okay, let's do this really quick. All right, so Cassie, the first date with your husband, and I know you all like work together, et cetera, but the first date with your now husband, can you put into words, looking back now, like, yeah, that this was special. This was different.
Yeah, there was a connection. It was a disaster of a date, but we had a really good connection, and we ended up just sitting on a curb in a random neighborhood talking for like 40 minutes sober. So, yeah, it was there was a connection there.
And then for my husband and I, looking back, like on that first date, went out to dinner. I got hammered. Made him go to Kroger to find me Grater's ice cream. We go back to my house, and then he leaves, and I will never forget that kiss at the front door. And it was like, it was magical.
Mo,
and
you?
Like, you know.
You and your girl?
It was one of a kind. Like, I knew immediately. It was a connection that it was undeniable. I even tried to deny it, but couldn't.
Booter!
All right.
The Burt Show.